Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech will by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit enjoy the Spirit.
Magnificent, but that kind of throne they depicted in Revelation, I don't know who understands that kind of throne. Of course, those 24 elders are even there. You don't know who they are, Seth. And behind, is, you know, around about him, in that throne, there are some beings that are very, very ugly looking, but they are terrifying. What kind of throne is that? Hallelujah. What kind of throne? So we must understand that that throne is actually his office, okay? That throne is where, what does throne represent? A throne represents an authority. Hallelujah. It represents authority, it represents, that's the best way I can depict it. Authority, a force. An influence, okay? And that from that singular location, a king can send messages, can look at Great Britain now. Are they still great? Britain. That colonized about 2/3 of the nations of the earth. Go and look at them. I don't know, they are small. I don't know how many Britain will you take out of Nigeria. I don't know. I really don't know. But they are quite small, and the nations of Europe are even treading upon them. They are telling them that, you know, we can't make a deal with you. Except, you know, you do backstop and all that, and then Britain. It reminds me of Satan, where they say, is this the guy that weakened nations? They are nervous. And so from that small place, they were capturing the world and giving them their culture. The official language of the world today is the English language. Praise God. That's the language to which every other thing is. So when you now say throne, so you understand that it's beyond the chair. You can go and sit on anybody's throne. It will not do anything for you, except for African thrones. If you sit there, without permission, you can die in 7 days. Because there are demons that make, so you, and it's not only African thrones, let me tell you, even those white guys, their forefathers that planted those thrones, planted things. Reverend Emiko was here, the last time he was here, we were in his hotel room in Sulab here, and he was explaining to us what happened at a small party they organized at the palace in Birmingham. It was opportune to be there. And rain was falling. And the queen was supposed to come out. And everybody was there. Rain was falling. They said as the queen stepped out to come into the rain, said the rain stopped. And the woman came and joined them. And after she finished, immediately she left and went to her palace. Rain started falling. What do you call that? So, don't mind those wives that make us look fetish in Africa. They are worse. They do organize, all right, sorcery. That's what they are packaging for us in their movies and everything and letting us see. It is still there, okay? So, but they are telling us that in the middle of all of this, that even that throne of God has a basis, has a foundation. I'm sure God himself must have built the foundation, because he himself, God is the Lord. I don't think any civil engineer created the foundation for that throne. Nobody was, but they said that righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. And they said that a king, it is an abomination for a king to do wickedness, because the throne is established by righteousness. So, what do we understand about God in this respect? Because I think Pastor had taught us before that God can sit as a father. God relates as a father. He's also a judge. And sometimes he can be a friend. But I think that side of him that is the judge, that sits. You know, one of the things that kings do, kings judge. Hallelujah. That's why if you go to the book of Judges, we didn't have kings, but we had judges. Those judges were acting in the capacity of kings. Alright? I must understand, because when we begin to talk kingdom, and Jesus was trying to say that the kingdom of God is within you, and the kingdom of God coming, and you begin to yield. If these things are the foundation of God's throne, then these two things must also find expression inside of us. I am not going to talk so much about righteousness because we have flogged righteousness. We can't flog it enough, okay? I will keep flogging it. But we know what righteousness is. Righteousness simply means what is right. And there's only rightness. And there's only one compass for rightness. That is God himself. Are we together? You remember Satan told them in the garden that if you can eat this fruit, he said you will become like God, knowing good and evil. So you understand that even Satan was familiar with that thing in God, familiar with that throne. No wonder he was also eyeing that throne. Hello? No wonder he was also eyeing that throne. But what he forgot about it was that throne, only God can sit on it. Only somebody with the constitution of God. You know, now if they make you God for one day, God for one day, or make you God for one day, or 5 minutes. Do you know what Jesus was saying in Luke chapter 6? Do you know what will make you call this? They will make them call you son of the highest. He said, when people take your sin, leave it for them. Let them take it. Almighty God. You know, Jesus downloaded some. We need to go back and read the Gospels so that you will understand. You have a feel of who this. So that when you are going through your circumstances and your so that you even understand that even as a child of God, blood washed, tongue speaking, Holy Ghost breathing fire, you can even still be poor. Yes. You think God did not know what Peter was going to represent in the kingdom? Yet Satan desired to sift him. Thank God that there was Jesus to pray. If there was no Jesus to pray, Satan brought God. Because this import, we must bring it into our everyday. Some of us don't even know how to judge simple cases. Let's start from there. And I trust God, my intention for this series of teaching is God, Father has been talking about certain things that concern us about our freedom in the kingdom, about guilt, and about all that. You must also understand this side too. That when God sits on his throne, number one, he is a compass for rightness. The Bible says Abraham believed God, and God counted it unto him. Yes, he slept with his house girl. That is your problem. Hello? That is your what? Cup of Gary, anything. The Lord of all the earth looked at him and said, this man believed me. Ah. He's right. So when he walks in the earth, creation, when God declares a man right, Romans 8, he said, who is he that condemns? He said, it is God that what? Who is he that lays anything to the charge? Excuse me. He didn't say, who is he that is accusing the elect of God falsely? They said, who is he that is laying anything to the charge of God's elect? Hello, who are you? Hello. So that you will understand that what saved you is stronger than you can imagine. It's stronger. We were still discussing in that room on Sunday. Pastor Philo was trying to help us out about this issue of one saved. Now, some people think when we speak against that idea, they think we are undermining the strength of the grace of God. We are not. Salvation leo lagbara, o powerful. God will cross rivers and hills and mountains and uproot anything just to get one person. It is that powerful and that strong. Hello. Salvation lola barao. How you even got to PGT sitting here today? Salvation has been ordering you. Pastor Ernest was sharing his own experience that after everything crumbled for him, he was trying to run away from the country. And then he found himself he got to Lagos hoping to spend some time with his uncle before going. That was where God, you know, he was escaping, he was running away. That was where God held him. He now said something. He said, if some of us, God has left us to decide based on God told me. He said, we will never make it. He said, the hand of God has been, you know what he said? He said, God's throne has been from everlasting. Before you even came to your senses and thought that you are a man, before you came to the, even you now, let them remind you of what you did at 2 years of age. You don't know. Thank God for children we are having today. We now have cameras. We can show them, see you, when you were small. Things you did at 2 years, you can't even remember. That was how much of a novice you were. And God, you know, began to take you from place to place and all that. So, how do we now place this God? Who is so mighty? Who is so great? Who by the blast of his nostrils, he parted the sea? Even that man of sin that will come. What did they say God will use to finish him? Breath. He is that powerful. But that God began to sell us principles like, if they take your coat, doesn't that look like weakness, doesn't it? But Jesus was going to say, that was the only place where he just said that you, if you can, me o ti debel, because emission claim right. Because you don't even know when you will claim the right. You just know that you have claimed the right. But Jesus said that if you can let these things go, he said, then you are going to be called the children. Please, can you help me look for that place in Luke chapter 6? So when we say righteous, help me look for it, project it. I'm trying to work with time. So when we say righteousness and rightness, I don't want to go into, there are people that God found Noah, God found him, a righteous person. Did it mean that those men were perfect like that? Does it mean that Abraham still made errors? Abraham made mistakes. As a matter of fact, one time God was trying to discuss his prayer with Abraham. Abraham was concerned about a child. Hello? Hello? Luke 6:35. So you will know Luke 6:35. I love you. People don't like to see this. Love your enemies. And do good. And lend. Open for nothing again. Ah. In this economy. And your reward. And what is that reward? And you shall be. He didn't say you shouldn't collect. He said don't expect. How many of us give and don't expect? Choice in it. For his
kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Can you be kind to the evil? Can you be kind to the unthankful?
One of us was leading praises recently, and the person sang a song and said, God is upon a mercy regum. That's not true. That's not true. It's not one of the names of God. Let's not use that thing for God. Please. Go and ask the people. Go and ask Saul. When God started to regum over, go and ask him. Go and ask Israel. Because dear follow man tell it. When I did this for you, when I did that and you did not, once you hear therefore, you all go down flat. Because what will come out from him, and also, please, Alorum, God does that. God does. Oh, Siregun. Oh, Siregun, please, let us not use that. That song is not scriptural. Of course, we human beings, when we do it, we don't think it's a good thing. But I do something for you then, after some days, I'm creating an impression that I helped you. Okay? It's acceptable among men. But God does that. Go and read Bible. He does that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sorry, unthankful. Unthankful, Omo Midebe. I feel the New Testament was not for God. It was for us. There are certain things about God that don't change. If I fumble today, when he said that it is impossible for us to bring some people back when they have done to the spirit of grace and counted the blood of the Son of God, treated it without regard. God is God. He is great and we are not. Let's leave him in his space. But don't take him for granted. I don't even want to try and see whether in the New Testament he will do that. I don't want to get there. Alright? That is God for you. He is God. He owns me. He made me. Jesus said he can throw the soul and the body. He can throw both of them inside hell. So, he can do whatever he... One thing I know he cannot do is evil he cannot do. Hallelujah. But he can, alright? So, how many of us can be good to the unthankful? So when you say righteousness, God is the one who is right. He is the moral compass for righteousness. Hallelujah. The tree of knowledge of good and evil is what the world operates by right now. And even for us, I'm saying this because as a child of God and as believers, as we grow, we are also going to struggle with that thing. I wish God can look at me and say, I have found a man after my heart. Righteousness is also a legal word. Just like judgment is a legal word. So when you find a man in Nigeria and you cannot lay a charge, thank God we have a lawyer in there, you can't lay, you are a free Nigerian, you are walking on the streets. As in some of us, we have peace, praise God. There are people who don't like their peace. There are people who go from jail to, especially in America, you do 2 years, after that, they release you on parole, or what do they call it? Some people come back, and in fact, some people even like to go there because they take care of them better when they are inside the place. Alright? But I don't think anybody here has ever gone to jail. Have you gone to jail? Maybe we went to visit people there. So, we can call you a free man, Abby, though we know that we break rules every day. We see through paper on the floor, don't we? Are we sure there are no laws? Are we sure there are no laws or we don't know? There are environmental laws that we don't even pay attention to. Wumi went to South Africa and she said Nigeria has probably one of the best environmental laws. In fact, Nigeria had the environmental laws before South Africa and all these African countries. Yet, we are the ones Tabajeju. Praise God. That was what she did her PhD on. Reviewing the Nigerian environmental law. The laws are there. Nobody cares about them. Alright? So, God has made Christ to be our righteousness and all that. That's for another day. But for judgment, the word judgment, if you look at it, I don't know how to pronounce those Greek words. One of the things you find, it can be judgment as in a pronouncement, an injunction or so. It can also mean manner. The word manner is used, fashion, even style. So it's not only sentence. That word can also communicate the way things are done, the manner with which things are done. It is still, of course, it's not every legal case that somebody goes to jail. There are times you come and say, I have dispute with my brother, okay, over a land. And they say, okay, oh, a judge comes and says, okay, you. Okay, you see, boy, Joe, you're not your Joe, all right? So you, this is my judge. Nobody gets punished for anything. They only say, okay, you leave this part and you take this part. That is also judgment. So it's now the way God, the way he sees things, the fashion in which he does things. So you now understand that even if Satan has a case and he can channel his case, Satan can be given judgment or can be given, is it justice now that I will call it? I'm still correct. So, I'm saying this so that you understand that, yes, he's the father, but there are times when he sits as that judge. And when he sits, he's not on anybody's side. Remember that when the Lord appeared to Joshua, when Joshua was asking, are you for us or for them? What did he tell him? He said, I am neither. He said, I have come as a captain of the host. There is a mold of God like that. Hallelujah. Just like you have a mold of God that is looking like weakness. So he can take forms that he must understand. So like I said, Peter would have been in serious trouble if they have given his case to somebody like me to pray for him. I don't know. But thank God for the Lord. So when people now tell you that you say there is God, but all the evils are happening, the earthquakes are happening and all that, you now understand that there's a side of God that just sits and watches. And if nobody steps forward to say, Father, this thing is not supposed to, sorry, judge, my Lord, this thing is not supposed to be like this. He will sit down, he will sit down there and he will watch. Hallelujah. Remember the book of Job, he said sometimes he was writing about a man whose sickness and all that has ravaged his body and the man is at death's door. He said, but if somebody can stand for him, do you think God did not see that man to heal him? So when we see people die out of sickness, good Christians and all that, it may probably be because there was nobody that stood in the gap for them. And in some cases, there's nothing God can do. Because in that mode, in that state, he is not on anybody's side. Thank God we have an advocate with the Father. And of course, if you really do not know how to relate with that advocate, you have to employ him. You just have to employ him. That's why I say you can be a Christian and all that, and there can be cases against. You know what the Bible calls the Satan? They call him the accuser of the brethren. He's still in that business. Anyway, you are the one who thinks that God is fighting Satan. God is not fighting Satan because there's no fight there. Kusija. As a matter of fact, when the thing happened in heaven, they said it was Michael and his host that I'm not sure God even wanted to partake in that. Because if he partook in it, there will be no war in the first place. Do you understand? Have you met people that you know, I can't fight you. Man, no, I won't fight you. I will beat you. No, we won't fight. I will beat you because it's a one-way affair. So, I don't think Satan can be flexed. So, when Satan was envying that throne of God,
he forgot that his kind of heart, in fact, not that he forgot, he did not know that his kind of heart cannot sit on that throne. Only somebody like God can sit on it. So when God is now saying in the book of Revelation that if you overcome, he said, I will give to you to sit with me on my throne. Listen, these two things must also be established in you. If you don't know righteousness and you don't know judgment, I doubt if you can sit with him. As a matter of fact, these things should spring out of our lives, because God is now, we have a grace in the New Testament that God is sitting with us. And when I say judgment, I don't mean you judging two brothers. God, it's not every time you have to go. Paul even said we should first judge yourself. He said if we judge ourselves, then God, was it Paul that was saying it? He said if we judge ourselves, say God will not judge us. And if we judge ourselves, he said we will not be condemned. You know, he said if God now judges us, he said we will not be condemned with the world. So the first person to judge is who? Is yourself. And that will take me back to the place of conscience that Pastor was talking about, though I don't really want to delve into that because he's still on it. Where a lot of things have formed the basis for our lives, for the way we run our lives on a daily basis. God will help us to see the way God is seen. Because when you now hear Jesus saying that, I don't do things of my own, I do the things. I did not see Jesus going back every minute to go and pray. God, should I heal this man? God said, no. God, I want to go and raise Lazarus. Should I go? Maybe that will answer our question of whether I should ask God if I should brush my teeth or if I should wear this cloth or wear that cloth. We didn't find Jesus do that. But one thing we found Jesus doing was that Jesus was somebody of prayer. Jesus prayed. In fact, before he chose his disciples, the Bible says he prayed. I don't know if God gave him the names of all those 12, but I know that he chose those 12 out of a multitude. You know, Jesus had more than 12 disciples. You are the one who thinks he has 12. Hello. He had more than Amwenyi, one more. He chose 12 out of, and those were a product of overnight praying. How many of us can pray overnight? Over one decision. How many of us can pray overnight and say, God, I want to take a decision? I don't know the, you know, when people say they pray and they are tired, I don't know what prayer point Jesus was making. Have you wondered, somebody once told a story of how Archbishop took Bishop Wale Oke to go and pray one time and started doing the prayer 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. I think by the time they got to like 7 or 8 hours, Bishop had slept. He woke up, they said Archbishop was still there. By the time Archbishop clocked 17 hours, he said, Lord, thank you for this session. One session. If I do 17 hours, I may not pray again for the next 5 days. I will just feel confident. Nothing will happen. This one can carry me for the next 1 month. I feel like nothing is happening. Markov, if I, when you do your normal, you struggle and do your normal 5 hours, how do you feel? You feel like bring the sick. Hallelujah. If God's throne is in our heart, if God makes our heart his home and makes our heart his office, we must begin to see how we can begin to think the way he thinks, because only that way can the kingdom find expression. As a matter of fact, if you sit, you know what the Bible says? The Bible says that when you, a king that is seated on his throne, it says even his eyes will scatter evil. Have you seen that scripture? Let's read it.
I think it's in Psalms. Is it Psalm 93 verse 2, if I'm correct? Is it Psalms or Proverbs? I think it's Proverbs. It's Proverbs. Talks about... I can't get that scripture now. But in any case, look for it. That is how honorable kings are. So if it happens like that with God, how much more us? Paul began to write, was it in Second Corinthians 6, where he was talking about brethren who could not take their, who could not, is it chapter 6, about resolving, okay, Proverbs 28. Proverbs 28. Okay. Projector has a... Alright. Proverbs 28. Just read that. My time is spent. It is spent. In the way you conduct... We hold on tenaciously to certain values and certain principles and certain way of life. I know there is a life that God will see in a man, and God will say, I approve of this one. I trust God that God will help you to also be able to live that life. I can't place my hand on it as I speak. But I know that there is a way a man lives. And that the way he lives is the way God has approved that man should live. He told Abraham, he said, walk before me and be perfect. By judgment now, what concerns you personally is not even, yes, resolving issues too. How do you handle matters? How do you handle issues? Hallelujah. They say when you give a hoe to a madman to till the ground, he will till it towards himself, even a madman. When a case is your case, can you look at it and say, this matter, I am not right. You know what the Bible says? It says every man will speak good about himself. Except for a faithful man. Many of us have used that for marriage. God will forgive all of us. It's not marriage. A faithful man is a man who can even come out and admit that he is weak. Sure, you did not read this. He said, every man speaks good about himself. He said, but a faithful man, can you come out and say, this is who I am? Hallelujah. It's not husband material now, 10 years, 20 years. It's not that one. It is that, are you something here and another thing there? Can you own up? Hallelujah. Can you leave yourself? Can you reveal yourself for scrutiny? Even God puts himself down for scrutiny. God allows, he says his word. Somewhere in Scripture talks about his word being tried 7 times. Some of you young people, don't let us, let me help you small. Any conviction you are afraid that pastor will scatter, I doubt it's God that gave you. I know, that's the normal word. We say conviction, but you are actually afraid to surrender it. It's one of the tests of faithfulness and good intentions. You have a matter on your heart and you can bring it to Father Ogi and say, Father Ogi, see you. You know, there's a way your heart is locked into that thing. You know that if you come to power, you already know what pastor will say. Hallelujah. You already know what pastor, you know pastor does not like nonsense. So, you don't, or in some cases you look for people that you know that they really don't have a stake in the matter. So, or people you have given indomie, or your friends, or your friends who you know that even you are the best, they respect you, but you are taking your matter to them. When an issue happens and you cannot even bring it to the fore, you know what it meant for God to come in body, come as weak as a baby, expose himself to the elements to be tested? God had no business coming here. Honestly, if he had any business coming here, he's coming to destroy this place, like he did to Sodom and Gomorrah. You know that one? He wasn't coming to... He said, I want to come and see what they are doing. I have heard. Want a report from me. But if you are who, I pray you will not get there. Where your wickedness, you are asking God to come down. For wickedness, there's a legon. God needs to be sure. God wants to judge you as a man. Fair judgment. So that when he judges you, you will not say, God, it's because you are God now. He said, even me, say, if I came as a man, Moawu, Moriloto, Oto Lushibe, Otonu. You know what it meant for Christ to have come as a body, as a baby, and God exposed him? God packaged everything he had and put inside that thing, and God exposed him to Pharisees. Exposed him to men like Pontius Pilate, and say, test him. Exposed him to Satan, and say, Satan, test him. In God's way of doing things, in his wisdom and knowledge, he can even expose you to. You say, Eba mi yehu, praise God. Hallelujah. Eba mi gba. You know, it's a different thing when Satan comes and says, Peter, enko wulo. No more, he's empty. Ko wulo. Let me just, like those men told David, say, let me just strike only once. This guy, I won't strike two times. Satan also has that thing. Where I can feel like he can try it once. Any conviction you have and you cannot bring, you cannot lay down. I don't know why I'm talking in this direction. Maybe I'm talking to somebody. Any boy that is in your life that you think you cannot discuss, you talk with Pastor D. Pastor D, you already know Pastor D will not. Konigba. Some of you can't even submit yourself. Sorry, this is a church where we don't solicit for submission. Pastor, am I correct? There are churches you go, they solicit for it. Here, we don't solicit for it. I don't have anything to gain by calling you son or daughter. I will even spend my money for you, spend my time. There are some we have taken like that. Gbogbo effort wa ambelon. I don't have anything to gain. You know, people brag about and say, I have my family. At least my daughter is sitting, my wife, I have that one. I am trusting God that I'll be able to deliver that one to God and say, God, elei, mo dot, mo fadai. If you want to come on your own. If you come, we will accept you, we will help you. But we are not soliciting. The reason why some of you don't even know your movement. Is that bad? That wisdom is not from God. It is a Cain wisdom. It's a Cainitic wisdom. You want to run your life by yourself. Some of you even have God as mentor. You don't need us. You don't have God as father. You have God as mentor. Some of you, your mentors are in America. Your father is in America. Your father is in America. Your father in the Lord is in... The ones you are seeing here, there are... Some of you even... They don't have what it takes. Thank God rain is falling. They don't have what to say. I'm rounding up on this now. I'm not saying anything again. I'm not going to talk anything. I'm saying there's a way God thinks, there's a way he does things. You must find yourself after that fashion and put yourself in line. If you are not in order, the ones I've mentioned are only small. out of the many ways that your life should be lived. Look at the pattern inside scripture. Nobody, of course, we did not know the story of somebody like Elijah. He just came out from somewhere. I know he has a history. They didn't just let us, I don't know why he didn't let us into his. But you all say Elijah the Tishbite. And like Pastor Devon said, he can bite you. You know, he's a Tishbite. He can bite you. Hallelujah. But if you look at the pattern, some of these patterns of judgment, you can see them inside. They are written down. It is there. And we have to go back and discover them and follow them. Hallelujah. We have to go back and follow them. We have to go back and follow them. I wish I can. Time is gone. Time is gone. But please, there's a way God does things. There's a fashion. If God must accomplish kingdom through us, there's what we call kingdom culture. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about church regulation. Hear me. Sometimes church regulation too can find place there. Because there's a reason why Paul said, for the sake of fornication, go and look for your wife. You really, you don't need it. You don't need marriage, according to Paul. But that can be allowed. But there is a pattern. There's a pattern for us. I only mentioned about two examples. Because I know that one is directly relating. And as a matter of fact, if you don't have judgment, God... We have seen people that they are in leadership, they were followers, they were not listening to their leader. They now get into leadership. They now want to be telling people what to do. God will judge you if you don't repent. For you to be able to do that, you have got to repent, because while you were a follower, you did not do what you were supposed to do. Some of you look at us and say we are Pastor Shei boys. Pastor Bello boys. You don't be anybody's boy. Hallelujah. Don't be anybody's boy. You think I don't know why I'm so... I would have also been lost in this revelation thing if not that I came to Akura and I came to PGT. It took a pastor to stabilize me. So if I'm talking to you like this, Ishe Tishe, what is Ishe? Hallelujah. You too, you don't know how much work needs to be done in your life. Please, stay. Some of us don't even have the spirit to even stay and sit down and learn. Jesus went to the synagogue. He was listening. Some of you will hear man of God preaching faith. You say, oh, call faith towards God. Continue journey. God will have mercy on your soul. Pastor.
Praise the Lord. Amen. What shall we say? If God be for us. Thank you, Pastor D. Teaching about such abstract concepts, I can appreciate the way you were struggling. Amen. But you can understand what throne means by that simple example he gave about the queen. What makes the queen, is not the seat. It's what she carries. Are you with me? She stepped out into the rain and the rain stopped. If you know England, the way to describe an unstable person is like the weather of England. We went for a wedding. We were outside taking pictures. Clear sky, sunny, everything. When we were arranging, the clouds came, and before we said Jack and Jill, the heavens opened. We had to run. That was the end of the photogram session. Everybody to his house. For a woman to step out, lie sorrow. No, I bind you. No, juju. She just stepped out and the whole powers of the heavens arranged. That is throne standing. Are you with me? So when he said, God laid the foundation. No, that foundation is inside him. That is what makes him king. When they say, okay, let me change the word throne to operating value system. Sure you understand value system. When they say this is your value system, that thing that defines you, that by his own self, he has said, by this I will run my life. Are you with me? God determined that this is how I will be, I will live my life. Righteousness and justice. Praise the Lord. Everything that God does is what he's asking us to do. Do you understand me? Unlike our leaders that say you should not cheat in class. You should not cheat in exams. But they find nothing wrong in cheating during election. They find nothing wrong in stealing. Do you understand me? So we came up with this. Do as I say, not as I do. Praise God. For it's not so with the Father. He's asking you to do as he does. So he has not asked you to do something that he cannot do, or he has not done, or he does not do. Praise God. I hope you understand. So, if you are going to confirm yourself, do confirmation, then righteousness and accurate justice system must be built into your subconsciousness, into your whole structure. Amen. And like he said, it's not only the time. Of course, we see that happen when two brothers have issues and you have to judge. Look, I've been in a church situation before. Three friends in the church did business. They did reconciliation business. If you're an accountant, you know what I mean by reconciliation. For a company. And we're talking about 20 years reconciliation. So according to the agreement, I think it's about 5 or 10% or 20%. Pastor, about what is the percentage? 20% of whatever they recover from the banks. And they recovered quite a lot of money. But can you just imagine, these are the three friends. Bro Bolu is not, Pastor Bolu is not an accountant, but he's the one that owns the company and owns the accounts. Pastor D is the accountant. Pastor Ogi is the banker who knows about the koro and banks. So when they did the whole job, they paid them salary. But Pastor Bolu was already in need. He went to borrow money from Pastor Ogi. So when it was time to pay, he could not pay. They brought the matter to me. And I began to beg, please. He's a small boy. I will deal with him. I will show him. I will... No, Pastor, tell me that rubbish. So I called the young man. I said, go to the company and find out whether the job has been paid, the check has been paid. And he went there and came back and said, somebody collected the check. And the money has been cashed. Thank you very much. Meanwhile, the brother said he went to buy something and then he put the money behind and thief now broke through the kitchen. I said, brother, what if we break through your kitchen door and your kitchen door is intact? I didn't tell police, I didn't tell pastor, I didn't tell anybody, but your house was okay, everything was okay. Brother. They don't shoot people for that. Telling lies again, no. But I overlooked his lie. I was not concerned with the brother that went to collect the check. So I called all the people together. And I called the brother who was the lawyer. Who is the lawyer? He was a lawyer then. He's a son now. So when we threw everything open and everything open, I expected my brother lawyer would stand for righteousness and say, sir, it is wrong for you to have taken the check of his account and cash it without his knowledge, because it was the only signature to that account. It's called fraud. My brother began to dance. I was dancing for a logo. I got angry and spoke. So nonsense, Nigogole. Any case, that was the end of their friendship. I don't know how they sound the money. I didn't even care anymore. But see, I was angry because I expected so much that he would judge righteously. Why is it that when you get to the court, you see that woman? What? She is blindfolded. Abby? She's not supposed to see the people coming to court. She's supposed to judge without seeing them, just based on the facts of the matter. The same thing in the church. Well, that's where it starts. Paul wrote to the Corinthians, say, if you cannot judge simple matters, say, how will you handle matters concerning angels? We're going to handle issues concerning angels. How will you handle it? So God brings us to have all these experiences as trainings for the world to come. Praise God. But like he said, the fashion, the style, the kilotos of pastor, the manner. Because you can say, oh, you are a sinner. Was that manner right? Do you follow me? The way you talked it, the way you did it, was it right? You could be right, but technically you could end up being wrong. This is what I tell people. When matters concern brethren, it is not only the two of them that enter trouble with God. Everybody that heard about you may get into trouble. I have problem with Pastor Jemelohun. You heard about it. You took side. You're in trouble. You too heard. You took side. Wahala. You too heard. You took side. Wahala. At the end of the day, not only two of us will God judge, he will judge all of us involved. Do you understand me? You don't understand. You do. God, like Pastor said, is in his own class. Don't take him for granted. Thank God for mercy. Thank God for salvation. Thank God for all that. But he's still essentially God. The same yesterday. The same today. And the same forever. The blood didn't change him. Do you understand? The blood did not change him. All he simply did was that he redefined his relationship with us. But that does not change who he is. If he says something is wrong, he's still wrong. Are you with me? I mean, did you find out that in the New Testament they say fornication is right? That by the blood of Jesus, we can go and fornicate now because we are under grace. Did you read that in your Bible?
No.
Did you read whether he said, because I died for you on the cross, anybody you now kill, you go scot-free? Did he say that?
No.
It is still wrong then. It's wrong now. And shall always be wrong forever. So let's understand who we are dealing with. What governs that kingdom, or this kingdom we are talking about, is righteousness. That which is right. It's not wrong for you to pray and say, Lord, let me begin to see the way you see things. It's a very powerful prayer. Help me to keep seeing things the way you see things. At first few months, nothing may happen. But you will begin to find out that God hears prayers. So you will begin to see that things will start changing in your heart. You start seeing the way your perspective will start changing. Praise God. Jesus knew that woman committed adultery. The woman they caught in adultery. Praise God. That was righteousness and justice in operation. Say, he that is without sin, cast the first stone and continue writing. And their consciences began to rebuke them. And the head man was dropping his stone and was going. And Jesus Christ said, woman, where are your accusers? So these are the issues that God will help us to see. And help us to note. Pray. Let that become your operating principle. Help me to judge things according to your standards. He has standards. He has patterns. Praise the Lord. I was going through some scriptures. Hallelujah. Paul was writing to Timothy. He said, "I'll be for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all long suffering for what? A pattern to them." So he has his own pattern. He was trying to demonstrate certain things. That is still righteousness and justice. Praise the Lord. So I've tried to summarize what Pastor has said all the while. God is still God. I will recommend you go read Isaiah. Take it from 40. You can take it from 42 to around 47, where God began to make declarations about himself. I find no place else in the Bible where God made such declarations. Those statements are heavy. They are very, very heavy. It will help you a lot, so that you will not just start doing things the way you would like to do it. Paul warned us, "The man will give you to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." Essentially, the objective is to make you hit your head against God. I was talking this afternoon? On my way from Ikeri, I was discussing with certain people. So when I went to the UK, my friends, I was telling them, "Don't you tell people about hellfire? Do you notice that the preaching of hellfire is not common again in the churches? Nobody talks about hellfire again. It's like the thing has gone out of church. I don't know, Pastor, do you still talk about hellfire? It's not common, it's great to talk about now. Please tell them about hellfire. It exists." How many have Bible on your phones? Search hell and search heaven. You'll find that Jesus spoke more of hell than heaven. Amen. So if Jesus spoke about hell more than heaven, who are you and I not to tell people that it exists? Praise God. Are you with me? And where I found that God is a person not to joke with, Paul said something. He said, "If I have enlisted other people, I myself be cast away." I said, "Sure. With all this thing that Paul did, God can still cast him away." He said, "Yes, I can still cast him away." I said, "I think I need to rearrange." We have to redefine this relationship very well. Amen. May God bless you with the fear of God. Amen. It's a great prayer that you may fear God. So I've given you two prayer points. What's the first one? As I can see. Secondly, help me to fear. We don't fear God. We love God. Did you not read in Hebrews 12 that God is a consuming fire? He was not talking to us. He's talking to the Hebrews. You will find out. Me, I don't want to find out. Praise God. Any questions? Or a contribution? Any question? Joshua, you came eventually. Let's appreciate Brother Joshua. We have a story about ourselves. Amen. We can't go. The rain is falling. Are you queen? You want to step out and find out? You want to step out? Go and step out. If that is a response to you, I shall know that the Son of God has arrived. Amen. No. Sorry. Our queen here, we're saying, queen is not a human being. She is queen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, when the Bible speaks, something. Any questions? Okay, start doing. Check on microphone. You have questions.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Okay, I have two questions, sir.
Sato, you ask two questions. I'm helping you magnify it.
Okay, sir. Pastor said, when God speaks, we don't have a say.
Okay.
Yes, I just want to ask concerning Hezekiah. He talked about Hezekiah, that the outcome of that was not good. So, in cases like, okay, I've heard of a man of God that knew he was going to die. He died in an accident. And later during the message, he said that when evil things happen, it's because people did not pray. So how can we reconcile when God speaks, we don't have a say, and we praying about the things that have been said? Yes, sir.
You're asking me to reconcile Hezekiah and people who die.
Not really people who die. When you know, God told Hezekiah he was going to die, and he prayed about it, and it was turned around.
He didn't pray.
Okay, he bought his...
He complained. God, how can you do this to me? I have been righteous. I've done everything. Oh, the buseku. Lord, go and tell him.
Okay.
Is that prayer?
He bought supplication. Abi.
Okay. Oh, you call it supplication.
Okay. So, that is a case.
Excuse me. What lesson do you learn from Hezekiah?
That when we have a verdict, it might not be the end.
That's the one you see. Supposing Hezekiah just willingly put his house in order and gone to die, will his case not have been better? Will Israel not have bettered themselves? It was within those 50 years that Hezekiah laid the foundation for the destruction of Israel. In 15 years, he gave back to Manasseh. In the 15 years, the Babylonians came and he opened the treasure houses of God. And Isaiah came and said, what did you do? Said, I showed them. Then, said they will come back in later years. And they will ravage this city and take plunder it. Say, hey, thank God, it will not be in my time. Is that how you want to go?
No, sir.
So they say, go now, better go.
Yes, sir. So, sir, I still want to... What about the part of not praying?
Eh?
When... I don't know, you don't get what I'm trying to say.
No, I don't get it.
Okay. Pastor said that when people ask you that if there is God, then why are evil things happening?
Okay.
So, he said because...
Have you come across people asking those kind of questions before?
Yes, sir.
And how did you respond? You went home?
No, sir. I can't remember my experience.
Please, who had that kind of experience before? How did you respond? Okay, Bro Joshua, please build us out here. I want something very practical. Help us out. People ask those kind of silly questions. How do you respond to it? Or how did you respond to it?
Well, fundamentally, the first thing I tell them is the thought he has for us are thought of peace and not of disaster, to give us an expected end. And one thing I like, just like Pastor D said, that God is righteous. And his righteous will always be justified. Someone has even asked why God gave us will to choose between good and evil. And I told the person in particular that God deliberately orchestrates that so that to make it known that for you obeying me, it's not that I'm making you as a robot. You are not a stare. If you choose to obey me, it's your choice. So God does deliberately allow that to play out so that it won't be as though God deliberately sets everything. It might look as though God is selfish. He has customized everything for himself. But he didn't do it that way. He gave us this.
Can I correct you?
Okay, sir.
In the earth realm, you said he customized it for himself in the earth realm.
No. What I meant was that it wasn't that God didn't make us to be robots. We know as engineers, when you design a robot, it does exactly what you want the robot to do for you.
Yes.
But God didn't make us that way. He gave us this will. But why giving us that will? He wants us to prove.
I don't trust this thing. Because continue, Bro Joshua. Let me.
All right, sir. He wants us to prove to him that despite that we have our own will, we are a custodian of our own will, we still choose to obey him, we still choose to align our will, to submit our will to his will.
So why do believers and all those people die?
Okay, why did they die? All right, well, I'll just attempt a question anyways.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I would say this, back to what I started by saying, that God is righteous. Now, when Pastor was saying that people asked that if why the evil things are going in the world, why did God permit them to happen? And the only thing I could say is that fundamentally, God is righteous. And if we take out time to... God, I'm confused. Let me just stop.
Do you remember when Paul was answering the question about Jacob and Jacob and his twin brother, those twins? Said, this one I hated, Jacob I loved. He was trying to answer at the point. Paul, that's rough. Who are you asking that question? Look, there are certain questions you don't have answers to. All right. You just let it be.
I think the Lord Jesus Christ gave us a clue.
Is there a question?
Yes, to that question.
Okay.
He gave us a clue, especially when John the Baptist was beheaded. And before he was beheaded, he came, are you the one coming? Or we should expect someone else? And he said, tell the John, the blind see, the lame walk, the dumb speak, the deaf hear, and blessed is that man who is not offended by me. And there is another place where he said, offense will come. Offense is not because I do something wrong with mommy or son. That's not the offense. Offense is when certain things, you are expecting certain things from him to do for you, and he said, well, I choose not to do it. Will you still be offended? It shows the level of your knowledge of him. It shows how much interaction you have had with him. He said, offense will come, but blessed is the man who is not offended by me. So in other words, the sovereignty of God does not permit any man to either say, why did you do this? He owns all of us. And just like a potter, whatever a potter chooses to do with mud is what he will do. We are just a mud in his hand. He can do whatever he pleases. For example, if I have a car, I can give my car to anybody. I can, of course I don't even have. So I can give my car to anybody, I can do whatever I like with it. So why should somebody be offended with, why did you do your car? As far as I did not infringe on your right. So he is the creator of all things. And he can, when I get home now, I can take any of my chicken and slaughter it. And chicken asks me, why did you slaughter me? Can he feel offended about it? Even if he's offended about it, that is his problem. I'm not even aware.
We believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many Spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocese every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.